Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. As this amazing letter comes towards its end, the writer prays a blessing upon his readers. He's written the letter to bring them encouragement, and this simple prayer oozes with just that. He reminds them that God is a God of peace. We sense that there was a good deal of tension and difficulty within this church. The believers had not progressed in the way that the writer would have hoped, and there were people bringing in unhelpful teaching, which was undermining the church and its leadership. The writer reminds them to keep their eyes fixed on God, who is the source of peace. Although there may be many challenges ahead, the writer is confident that God will always equip his people perfectly. This is a major theme throughout the New Testament. When, at the end of his life, Jesus sent out his disciples to the ends of the earth, he promised to be with them and to empower them with his Spirit. And when the Apostle Paul declared that every Christian is involved in a spiritual battle against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places, he assures them that God has provided them with a full set of armour so that, however fierce the battle, they will be able to stand. Whatever challenge you are facing, be encouraged. God knows precisely what you're up against and will always equip you with the gifts and protection you need to be able to serve him effectively. Now let me ask you a question. In what ways are you looking to the Lord to equip you at the moment? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you will never ask us to do a job without equipping us to do it. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.